Now turn to section 4. Section 4, you will hear a lecture on rice. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Hello everyone. Today in this agriculture lecture, we are going to take a look at one of the world's great staples, especially in Asia. It's also the third highest produced agricultural plant produced globally after sugarcane and maize. While rice has featured in the agriculture of South and East Asia since prehistoric times, recent archaeological research has offered new insights and raised new questions about when, how, and why rice first came to be cultivated. The highly productive rice crops of today are adapted plants, which differ in genetics from wild rice by possessing adaptations that make them productive in cultivation, but also dependent on cultivation for survival. It has long appeared that rice agriculture began in south-central China, somewhere along the Yangtze River, and spread from there southwards and to northeast towards Korea and Japan. However, archaeologists working in India have argued that their evidence suggests an origin of rice cultivation in the Ganges River Valley. For both regions, there are current controversies about how early rice was domesticated as opposed to being gathered wild. It seems that the origins of rice will remain in obscurity, and whatever claims have been made cannot really be substantiated. More relevant for us is looking at how good rice is grown in quantities to sustain human populations. In spite of its widespread use, rice requires special cultivation and care. The first is seed selection. This is important as different cultivation environments require different strains of rice in order to ensure that the highest possible yields are achieved. This does not usually need to be done by individual farmers. Nowadays, agricultural ministries have picked the optimum seeds for all the varying environments in their countries. The appropriate seeds are in turn made available to the appropriate areas. Next, as in other types of agriculture, the preparation of the land where the rice will be grown is important to create soil where the best possible root systems can be created and retained. If these are well established, the rice plant should develop to a good size and in turn produce a good return of rice. Once the land is ready, the plants can be introduced. The two main methods used for introducing rice plants to the soil are transplanting and direct seeding, and the choice between the two usually depends on the type of fields into which the rice will be put. Transplanting is the more popular plant establishment technique in much of Asia. It occurs when pre-germinated seedlings from a nursery are transferred from a seedbed to the wet field. Direct seeding is when dry seed or pre-germinated seeds and seedlings are sown by hand or planted by machine in the field. One of the key areas of rice agriculture is water management. Cultivated rice is extremely sensitive to water shortages, and when the soil water content drops below saturation, most rice varieties develop symptoms of water stress. Good water management practices are therefore needed to maximize rice yield. Nutrient management is another key area. Farmers must ensure that rice plants get the proper nutrients at the right time. Prolonged flooding of where the rice is grown ensures that farmers are able to conserve soil organic matter and also ensures that the rice receives free input of nitrogen from biological sources. Rice crops also require constant health administration, as the rice plant can come under threat from different sources in the field. A good understanding of pest management is required. When the rice plants are ready, they need to be harvested carefully. Depending on the variety, A rice crop usually reaches maturity at around 120 days after crop establishment. Good harvesting methods help maximize grain yield and minimize grain damage and deterioration. Mechanical harvesting using reapers or combine harvesters is the other option, but is not so common due to the poor availability and cost of machinery. Manual harvesting is popular across Asia and involves cutting the rice crop with simple hand tools like sickles and knives. Manual harvesting usually requires 40 to 80 man-hours per hectare, and it takes additional labor to manually collect and haul the harvested crop. After harvest, the rice grain undergoes a number of processes, depending on how it will be used. Drying is the process that reduces grain moisture content to a safe level for storage, and it is the most critical operation after harvesting a rice crop. Delays in this, or doing it badly, will reduce grain quality and result in post-harvest losses. The correct storage conditions will ensure minimal loss of rice due to changes in weather and moisture content, rodents, insects, and microorganisms. Finally, the milling of rice is a crucial post-production step. The basic objective of a rice milling system is to remove the husk and the bran layers and to produce an edible, white or brown rice kernel that is sufficiently milled and free of impurities.